9 out of 10 Americans support the development of more solar energy. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, that includes both Republicans and Democrats.
Right now in the U.S., 1 in 14 homes is powered by solar. We saw 1 million solar installations in the first 40 years of solar power, and now we're on track to meet that every 2 years.
That's Garrett Garner-Wells, director of Colorado's Environment Research and Policy Center, who says solar products cost, on average, two-thirds less than they did a decade ago, and the American public has embraced solar for its clean energy features.
I do think we're seeing a new level of sophistication in the way the solar industry works. We have a number of companies who operate here in the Front Range who operate under completely different models to either sell solar directly to customers that they put on their roofs, that have really innovated around community solar that allows folks like me who live in an apartment or a condo to have access to solar power, or who can provide solar through a leasing program so the customers don't have to pay that upfront cost but can still get the benefits. And so I think that our regulatory environment needs to continue to give companies like that space to innovate to give more customers access to solar power.
There's just one problem with the current solar environment. Even though consumers benefit, inexpensive solar panels are mostly made in China, and some U.S. manufacturers of solar equipment have suffered from the cheaper imports. They've made themselves heard, and that's why the U.S. Trade Commission wants President Trump to impose a 35% tax on imported solar panels. It's a double-edged sword, because those cheaper solar panels from Asia, they've also created thousands of jobs for retailers and installation contractors.
Homeowners and business owners who want to see solar on their own homes and in their communities are up against some really powerful players who don't want to see that happen.
The average cost of a residential solar system would increase by $2,000 if the tariff is enacted. It could also cost jobs. Currently, the solar industry in the U.S. employs about 260,000 people, and one estimate says the 35% tariff would shed about 88,000 of those jobs. At the same time, the Trump administration is working to revive the coal industry. The administration has blasted renewable energy as expensive and dependent on government subsidies. Garner Wells says the group Environment America has identified 20 fossil-fueled back groups and electric utilities running campaigns to slow the growth of solar energy because increased profit for one industry eventually means lower profits for the other.
We are seeing even more attacks coming from industry front groups, from within the Trump administration, and from utility companies themselves who are trying to block progress on solar power.
As of mid-2017, at least 90 ongoing policy actions at the state level could affect the growth of rooftop solar generation. They include limits on net metering or new utility fees that make solar power less affordable. Many solar companies across the U.S. are assuming President Trump will impose the tariff and have put projects on indefinite hold or even eliminated them. But while actions under the current administration might temporarily slow the solar industry, Garner Wells says solar offers too many advantages for the public to accept them as permanent.
Costs for solar continue to fall, and for more and more people, it's something that is accessible. And so if you're interested in creating your own energy at home from a completely clean source, solar is certainly the way to go. And as we see electric vehicles begin to take off, a combined electric vehicle and solar installation can allow you to create your own power at home that also charges your vehicle and gets you to and from where you're looking to go.
A decision by the president is expected in 60 days or less. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.